Amen. Praise His holy name. What a wonderful way to start the service off this morning. Well, we have a couple of prayer requests I want to mention here. But you remember Miss Linda Rabitz's brother-in-law, Pete, 89, Paul Fleischman, lost his father. And so if you be in prayer for that family, and then Brother Stan, praying for you, Brother Stan Green, who lost their daughter to cancer, 58 years old. And so be in prayer for them as just suffering loss there. Pray God's grace would see them through this time and all of that. Well, Dr. John Terwilliger, if you would please, sir, if you'd come and open our service in prayer. As he's coming, we do want to thank you for being here this morning. Welcome to the home place, Doctor.
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that we can come to you in prayer, and we just praise your holy name. We thank you for your great love and your great mercy toward us, and we just praise you for it, for we can't fathom the greatness of your love for us, and that you loved us so much that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on Calvary's cross to pay for my sins and the sins of the whole world, and that he rose again on the third day, that we might have eternal life, and we just praise you for it. We pray, Lord, that you would bless as we go through journey through Christmas, that it's all done, Lord, to present Jesus to a lost and dying world, and we just ask that you would bless the efforts, Lord, that we could see many souls saved. Pray that you would watch over and keep everyone safe through this time, and we pray for the service today. We ask that if there's anyone here today that doesn't know you as Savior, that today would be that day of salvation for them. Give Pastor Mark the message that we need to hear, Lord. Help us to be doers of your word and not just hearers only. And we'll give you the praise, the honor, and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Doctor. Take your hymn books. Turn to page 347. Let's stand as we sing, "And Can It Be?" 347.
And can it be that I should gain an interest in the Savior's blood? Died he for me, who caused his pain for me, who him to death.
Now I dread, sing it now.
No condemnation now I dread. Jesus and all in Him is mine. Alive in Him I live and
singing. God bless you. You may be seated. You know, Songs with meat in them like this are a great blessing. And I'm thankful that God has raised up songwriters in our generation, and one of whom is here in our midst here today. Brother Squire Parsons has been writing songs and singing for the Lord Jesus Christ now for a number of years. I don't know what that number is, but a number of years since he was a teenager. And I'm thankful that I've had the privilege of knowing him over many of those years, and we're thrilled and honored to have him here with us this morning. Would you welcome him to Volusia County Baptist Church, Brother Squire Parsons. God bless you, sir.
Thank you, Pastor. What an honor to be back with you, and I hope that our songs will be a blessing to you. I've started using the keyboard a little bit more because, for one thing, it lets me slam. And it's an honor to be with you, and I hope the songs are a blessing. My grandson, Cameron, was in, along with your sound crew, getting everything set up for me. So I owe much to him today. Would you give Cameron a hand of appreciation? What is really amazing is, you know, it used to be that I would babysit him. Now he's setting me. Anyway, one night upon the sea, a ship was tossing to and fro. Breakers dashed on every hand. Angry winds around it blow. All on board were filled with fright as the mighty billows rolled. Then they called upon the one who the winds and waves control. And when he reaches out his hand, billows cease at his command. Winds and waves obey his will. When he said to them, be still. What man is this, they all did say, that the winds and sea obey? He's the one who sails with me. He's the master of the sea. Though the storms of life may rage and the billows round you roll, he can calm life's troubled sea as he did in days of old. And as upon life's sea you sail, trust in him who's never failed. He's the one who sails with me. He's still the master of the sea. And when he reaches out his hand, billows cease at his command. Winds and waves obey his will. When he says to them, be still. What man is this, they all did say, that the winds and sea obey? He's the one who sailed with me. He's the master of the sea. Yes, he's the one who sailed with me. He's the master of the sea. The gulf that separated me from Christ, my Lord. It was so vast, the crossing I could never ford. from where I was to his holy demand, it seems apart. I cried, dear Lord, I cannot come to where you are. Oh, the reason I'm singing today is he came to me. He came to me when I could not come to where he was. He came to me. That's why he died on Calvary, when I could not come to where he was. He came to me. He came to me when I was bound in chains of sin. Jesus came to me when I possessed no hope within. I never shall forget the day he picked me up, drew me gently to his side. Where today in his sweet love, oh, I now abide. He came to me. Jesus came to me when I could not come to where he was. He came to me. That's why he died on Calvary, when I could not come to where he was. He came to me when I could not come, come to where my Jesus was. He came to me. I sing because there's an empty grave. I sing because there's a power that saves. I sing because his grace is real to me. I sing because I am not alone. I sing because someday I'm going home, where I shall sing through all eternity. I've been singing about my Lord for many years. I've sung when I've been happy, sung when I've had fears. Some folks have questioned if it's all been just a show. The reason I'm still singing, I'd like the world to know. Friend, I sing because there's an empty grave. I sing because there's a path that saves. I sing because his grace is real to me. I sing because I am not alone. I sing because someday I'm going home, where I shall sing through all eternity. I sing because I am not alone. I sing because someday I'm going home, where I shall sing through all eternity. Eternity. Thank you.
There will be more of that. I'm looking forward to it. Amen. How many of you recognized all of those songs? Some of you, a few of those were new. Some of those, a few of you. That's usually the younger ones. But maybe it's just new music to you. And if it is, you can take some with you, and I'm sure he'll tell you how you can this morning. We have a lot of announcements to get to. I'll get to them in a moment. But we do not want to overlook our other guests. We're thrilled that Brother Squire and his crew is here. But we are so thrilled to have each and every one of you that are visiting with us today. And we'd like it if you would. The guys are making their way forward right now. Our ushers, they have a card in their hand with a pen attached to that. And we'd like to put one of those in the hands of every one of our guests this morning. So if you would please, just as they, after they make their way up the front, then they can turn around, they can see you really well. Then they're going to make their way to the back. Just flag them down as they come by you and let them know it's your first time. Go ahead and raise your hand if you will. Your first time here today, we've got them all over the place. Guys, don't miss them. If you will please, fill out that card. You can keep the pen, but then take the card and put it in the offering plate when it comes by in a few moments. That'll be our record of your visit. That'll be your contribution to us beyond what you've already given by being here with us today. We're so thrilled for each and every one of you, and we're going to get a chance in a few minutes to greet you as well with a handshake. I want to mention a few things in our announcements. I'll start it by saying that Brother Lloyd Babb says thank you to the church for the flowers that were sent in the hospital. Brother Lord is here this morning. I don't know that he ought to be, but he wasn't going to take no for an answer. He is here. He had that heart trouble the last couple of weeks in such a difficult time, but he's back. Brother Lord, we appreciate you. We love you, and we're glad to see you getting better. Stay with it, and we're glad you enjoyed the flowers. You're welcome, sir. You're welcome. Also, as we get into these, there's several announcements, of course, and some of them have to do with today. Let's make sure we have these for today. Of course, journey meetings, there's journey meetings galore. Don't miss them, okay? The way to make sure you don't miss them is to be attentive whenever we're mentioning when they are occurring, okay? So, first of all, the parents of children 12 and under that are in the Journey Through Christmas, if you have children 12 or under in Journey Through Christmas, they'll be meeting immediately after the service, right down here, just where the orchestra is, in front of the piano and the keyboards on this side of the auditorium, on my right, your left. Okay, parents, if you have a child 12 or under in Journey Through Christmas, you need to be at that meeting. Those of you that I have spoken with and that have come to me, or you've in the past served in the invitation rooms, the counselors, we are going to meet on the opposite side over here, okay? Down on my left side, on your right side. Immediately after the service, if you have served there in the past, you'd like to do so again. Some of you, I've approached you about that, and you're going to be serving with us. Please meet after the service. Greeters and ushers. Brother John Terwilliger wanted me to mention that greeters and ushers for Journey Through Christmas. Okay, not our service ushers. Greeters and ushers for Journey Through Christmas will meet in the back of the auditorium on my right side. Okay, so hopefully you've cued into where you're going at the end of the service. Don't miss these meetings, and don't linger too long. Say your greetings to folks and get to those meetings, and then you can fellowship after those, if you will, please. Now, journey announcements continue. In the morning, finally, we're going to stuff those stockings with candy, so I don't have to make that announcement anymore and say it really slowly so I don't trip over my words. In the morning, and I don't have the time written up here. 10 o'clock in the morning, yes. And there's still time to bring candy. Yeah. Bring it this afternoon. Bring it to the service this evening. Bring it in the morning early, not at 10. Don't bring it at 10. Bring it before 10, unless you just can't get here until 10. Bring candy. We need more and more candy all the time. Stuff those stockings. And whenever we're telling folks out and about, we're going to have candy stockings for your kids, we're going to need your help. So we're not lying to folks. So make sure you're not making liars out of us. Journey work days coming up. Every Saturday is a journey work day. And Wednesdays through Fridays, Brother Alex Vison. Let me just pause and say what a phenomenal work God has been doing through Brother Alex Vice and all the folks that have come. But we hesitate to say the words ahead of schedule because anything can happen and put us behind again. But that simply means we can make progress and not simply maintain. So the more effort that continues to pour in, it is a blessing. And we're back at it this Saturday. Back at it this Saturday. And we're going to help you get a jump on it. If you've seen in your bulletin, there is a little sheet of paper in there that we're going to need to get back from our men in just a few moments. Our men's prayer breakfast this Saturday at 8 a.m. That way you can come to the prayer breakfast. You can get your bellies full on food, get your hearts full in prayer and fellowship. And then All you have to do is walk right across the yard and jump into the Journey Workday. You're already here. You're just here a little bit early. I do want to make a little correction. I've got a signal from back here. We have something on here. There's a picture of pancakes and the word pancakes, but we're not going to have pancakes, okay? Don't get too pious here. You go fishing. You know what you do. You put the bait out there and bring them in. There's going to be good food. There's going to be good food. There will be the meat. There's going to be the sausage and gravy and biscuits. There's going to be eggs. There's going to be coffee and milk and juice. You're going to get plenty to eat, and it's going to be good. So make sure you're there. But we need to know how many are coming. We want you to be there, men, and we want you to bring somebody with you if you'd like. That's fine. But please turn this in the offering. Turn this in, and if you're bringing more than just yourself, indicate that somewhere on that slip of paper so we have an accurate count. Don't forget to do that. Men, go ahead and look at that thing right now and say, I got to fill this out. Go ahead, ladies, nudge them, prod them, gouge them, whatever you have to do. We need to get that in. I'm going to mention this, okay? Ushers in our auditorium, we're still taking those sign-ups. We're still taking those that would like to jump in and serve with us. That sign-up sheet is still back there. I want to mention this as a side note. Israel, those of you that are interested in going to the land of Israel, how many of you ever sung the Master of the Sea on the Sea of Galilee? My hand is up. I wondered if your hand would be up. It had to be up. There's nothing like that. There's nothing like singing and preaching and praying out on the Sea of Galilee. We're less than 100 days from departure. We'd love for you to be with us. Some of you have been thinking and praying it over. It's time to begin making that decision, and we want to have you. It's time to go ahead and get your registration turned in. That's what I'm saying right there. So come on and go with us. Last thing I'll mention, and I'm done. Super seniors. We just had a meeting Friday, but we've got a big event coming up 2 weeks. All right, 2 weeks on the 28th. I want to make sure I get this right. The 28th, leaving at 9 a.m., going to Winter Park. There's a big tour down there with a boat, all kinds of things. Going to be eating at the Golden Corral. The activity costs $15. Of course, the Golden Corral meal is just under $9. Going to need your name. Going to need your name. Miss Nina's taking those names today, no later than next week.
How many of you ever are sitting there on a Sunday morning in the message and your stomach is just growling? You're going, preacher, would you please finish? I need to get to the buffet.
Well, we got a way to help you next week, all right? We got Krispy Kreme donuts, and we are going to have these right out here next Sunday morning, and you can get your very own dozen next week if you come out there and see us at the table with the teenagers for our teen camp fundraiser today after service. They're $8 a dozen, and it's a way to help yourself and to help the teenagers. It's a win for everybody. So we need your help this Sunday. So you can order your dozen after service right through those double doors back there after service, and then we'll have them as well tonight. And then there's a great idea that someone came up with. I knew of a dear lady that decided she wanted to find a way to support the teenagers and also invite people to Journey Through Christmas. So what she decided she was going to do, she wanted to order 10 dozen and then get a bunch of Journey tickets and go through her neighborhood, her neighbors right there, and take them a dozen donuts and have a stack of cards and say, I'd like to invite you to Journey Through Christmas. And what a great idea. Maybe you'd like to do something like that. I heard of someone else who wanted to order some for a business that they patronize, they go to, and order a dozen donuts and have us deliver that dozen donuts to that business and take them some Journey Through Christmas tickets and say, so-and-so wanted to invite you, appreciated you guys, here's a dozen donuts for you guys, and then come to Journey Through Christmas. So some great ideas, as well as being able to support the teenagers. We could really use your help. God bless you, Pastor.
When we found out that, yeah, Brother Squire, those are available for you. when we found out that Brother Squire Parsons was going to be able to be with us on this Sunday morning, I contacted the office, and I said, would there be any way, would he mind us singing along with him on one of the songs that we love to sing that he has written, Oh, What a Moment? And Brother Squire, if you'd be so kind, if you'd let us chime in with you on the chorus, and if you'll sing the verses, you're in charge, sir. You just...
What an honor. Whenever I wrote these songs, I was hoping that I'd be able to sing with an orchestra someday. And the Lord has given me the desire of my heart here and also at other places. Oh, what a moment when we see Jesus. The time will be when we see loved ones there, those who have gone before, eternal joys to share, and oh, what a song when the blood was strong, we start singing that song the angels cannot sing. Yes, oh, what a moment when we see Jesus, when we stand face to face in His embrace. And thank Him for amazing grace. Oh, what a moment when we see Him. Harvest will then be past, we'll no longer gather, only what's done for Christ is all that will matter. The seeds we have sown on that day will then be made known. Then what joy shall fill our raptured souls that day and day? Oh, what a moment, yes, when we see Jesus, when we stand face to face in His embrace and thank Him for amazing grace. Oh, what a moment. Oh, what a moment when we see Him.
Glimpse. When we get to sing with someone who wrote a song, it's a blessing to our heart. But think about this with me. What about when we get to heaven and we sing before the one the song is written about? And we sing unto Him, Jesus Christ, our Savior. And faith is the victory. 727. 727, let's stand together as we sing, Faith is the Victory. Encamped along the hills of light, ye Christian soldiers rise, and press the battle ere the night
watch out the blowing skies. Against the bullet veils below, let all our strength be hurled. Faith is the victory we know that overcomes the world. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. On the last now, to him that overcomes the foe, white raiment shall be given. Before the angels he shall know his name confessed in heaven. Then onward from the hills of light, our hearts with love aflame, will vanquish all the hosts of night in Jesus' conquering name. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world.
God bless you. You may be seated. Thank you so much. Our ushers are coming down. And I'm sure I'm going out up there, but I don't hear I'm up here at all. But that's okay. As long as y'all can hear, that'll be fine. We're going to have Brother Squire Parsons going to go ahead and are you going to get to play the offering, or are you going to go ahead and do your next set?
Well, I didn't know what it...
That'd be great. Let's go ahead. Our ushers are going to find a spot right down here. They're going to find a spot right down here. If you will, save one song before I preach. Save one song. Just have a seat, guys, right here up front. And then we'll have the offering.
Do you want me to go into I'll just do one song now? Or?
Sure.
Okay.
And then one song before I preach.
Okay.
That's okay.
That'll be fine.
Okay. As
That'll
many as you want, then.
Okay. When I first came in this morning, Pastor Mark reintroduced himself to me and reminded me that I'd been with him through the years and at different places, and I can't even remember my name hardly anymore, but I was glad they put the words up on Oh What a Moment. It's embarrassing when you can't remember your songs, but anyway, he mentioned Pastor Orlin Reynolds, and as I was he reminded me that that was his grandfather, and of course the Reynolds family have been such a blessing to me and here at the church. And Eric, you be sure and tell your dad and all the family I said hello. Will you do that? But I was thinking that man back in West Virginia, that little church, well, the biggest at that time, at the Spencer Baptist Temple. That man and his faithfulness in his preaching and in his teaching, and then also his influence, he and his wife, with the children, how God blessed their ministry. And it has just gone all over the world. And I want to do this song in honor of Brother Orlin Reynolds, already in glory. But I don't know. He may have had an idea what God was going to do through his ministry, but I don't believe that he could ever grasp the magnitude of it. Thank God for men like Brother Orlin Reynolds, for being one voice crying in the wilderness, one voice proclaiming righteousness, one man doing what he's called to do, one man faithful and true, one voice mightier than a thousand swords, calling out the name of the Lord. He that is coming is much greater than me. I must yes, his servant be. I'm just one voice crying in the wilderness. One voice proclaiming righteousness. One man doing what he's called to do. One man faithful and true. And Eric, as you were mentioning about the folks going to Israel, about singing in the Holy Land, Master of the Sea, what an honor. But up on the mountain of Beatitudes, I usually have sung this song in honor of the ministry of John the Baptist at that beautiful scene overlooking the Galilee there. If you have an opportunity to go, you need to go. God will bless you. Now, you may feel like my dad. I tried to get him to go with me, and he said, I'll just wait and go with Jesus if you don't mind. And I understand some folks feel that way, but oh my, it'll bless your heart. Thinking about one day John saw with his own eyes, he of whom he had prophesied. Yes, it made his choice to be baptized by that faithful voice. One voice crying in the wilderness. Thank you, Lord, for those crying today, proclaiming righteousness. One man doing what he's called to do. One man faithful and true. Oh, maybe God is dealing with some young people right now. If God tarries, he's coming. And he wants you in a special way to be proclaiming to this old world of his wonderful grace and faith that we've been singing about today. And you, even if you're not a preacher, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Each of us are a voice for the Lord. Oh, let's be faithful and true. One voice crying in the wilderness. One voice proclaiming righteousness. One man doing what he's called to do. One man faithful and true. And in honor of your pastor this morning, one voice crying in the wilderness. Brother Mark, one voice proclaiming righteousness. One man doing what he's called to do. One man faithful and true.
Brother Squire, we've been praying for you, sir, and he struggles a lot more now than he used to a year or two ago or 10 years ago. Always had back pain in the last 20 years or so, but he's been struggling with some of the same kinds of things that you all are going through. And when he sings today, he's singing out of suffering to praise the name of Jesus. Well, thank you so much, Brother Squire. Thank you. Our ushers are in place. Let me mention just a couple of things, and then we'll receive the offering. I wanted to remind us that in the bulletin is an I Am Willing sheet. If you've not yet signed up, we need men and ladies to serve as actors. And you do not have to have a speaking voice. There's a lot of these positions are non-speaking. Some are speaking. Some are behind the scenes in a crowd, and some are up front, like Mary and Joseph, you know, and that kind of thing. But we need God to move upon the hearts of our people to help get the gospel message out in Journey Through Christmas. Please, please consider that. We have, 15 men that we need and 12 ladies that we still need. And when you're staffing 107, that's pretty good. It's pretty good, but we still need all of those. So if you could help us with that. And then also nursery workers and parking attendants and ladies dressing the actors and all of these things. And so thank you so very much. Look at this. And don't forget, 5:30 this evening, we'll have a prayer meeting. We're bathing this crusade in prayer. This is not a show, like he said in his song. This is not a show. This is a presentation of the gospel, a crusade to win the lost. And so we're bathing this in prayer, 5:30 this evening in the choir room, if you'll help us with that as well. I'm sure there's other announcements we'll mention perhaps at the end. But at the end of the service, right after the invitation, between invitation and baptizing, we'll take a special love offering for Brother Squire Parsons. And we've helped him with his expenses, getting here, travel, and all of that he has. But we want to reach out as a church. And he has not told us, okay, I have to have X number of dollars to come and be here at your church. He said, just take a love offering and let God's people give. So that we're going to do that at the end of the service. And so this is the normal missions and tithes offering and all of that. So let's bow in prayer and ask the Lord's blessing. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your goodness to us. Thank you for the songs that we have heard. Lord, I pray that you prepare our hearts now for your precious word. Bless both the gifts and the givers, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, orchestra. God bless you, Brother George. Thank you so much. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Let's stand and sing this chorus, and we'll fellowship together. God bless you. Sing it together now.
Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thy great salvation.
give someone a warm handshake and a big smile, would you please? God bless you. Choir's coming down. Fellowship one with another, would you please? God bless you. You may be seated. Get your Bibles ready. If you want to turn to Psalm 42, you can be in place there. We did have some outlines back there at one time, but we'll just speed on through that. We want to give time to Brother Parsons. Thank you again so very much for coming and being with us this morning and making this available to us. God bless you. Listen as he sings.
There's nothing like going home, is there? Wonderful to be a part of traveling, some of the tours that we've been as we enjoy the Holy Land, as wonderful as it is and all like that. It's good when we finally get back home, isn't it? And especially in this country. Don't you praise God for America? There's still hope, amen? And that blessed hope is Jesus, amen? Not in any man, not in any political system, but our only hope is Jesus. And I'm glad that you folks lift him up here. Amen. Oh, but someday we're going to be in eternity. Some call it heaven. I call it home. Some call it dreaming. Let me dream on. Some call it paradise. Somewhere beyond the skies. Some call it heaven. I call it home. Somewhere beyond the grave, there is a land that our Savior went to prepare by his nail-scarred hand. And for the saved by grace, there is a resting place. And in a few more days, friend, it will be mine. Oh, where some call it heaven, I call it home. Some call it dreaming. Let me dream on. Some call it paradise. Somewhere beyond the skies. Some call it heaven. I call it home.
kind of homesick for that country to which I've never been before. No sad goodbyes will there be spoken. Time won't matter. Time won't matter anymore. Beulah land, I'm longing for you. And someday on the I'll stand. There my home shall be eternal. Beulah land, sweet Beulah land. Beulah land, I'm longing for you. And someday on the I'll stand. There my home shall be eternal. Beulah land, sweet Beulah land. If I don't get to see you down here again, I'll look for you in Beulah land. Beulah land. Beulah land, sweet Beulah land. God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
Brother Parsons, God bless you. God bless you, sir. Just kind of got an overview of some of the greatest songs that he's ever written. That not anywhere near. He's got a whole book, a big thick book that Pastor Reynolds had, all of his songs compiled in there. But that doesn't hold all of his songs. And so thank you so very much. God bless you. Psalm 42. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, Where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God, with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan, and of the Hermonites, from the hill Mizar. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto God, my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? as with a sword in my bones. Mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, Where is thy God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Let's pray. Lord, we do ask now that you would pour out your blessing upon your precious word. Help us now to hear from the Holy Spirit as he points us to Jesus Christ, shapes us into his image. Thank you for this music that our hearts have gleaned from and our ears have heard. And I ask you now that you would prepare us to serve you. In just a little while, we're leaving these doors and going out of this building. Lord, we're going to be faced with a world that's lost and without you. Help us, Lord, to get focused, get aligned with your will, your purpose in our life. We praise you for what you're going to do now. Take me anew and afresh and fill me with your spirit. And Lord, thank you for what you're going to do in our midst. In Jesus' precious name, amen. A new walk with God. A new walk with God. If you have your notes there, I call your attention to my first thought for you this morning, that failing is not final. Let me explain what I mean by that. Failing is not final. In Psalm 42, before you read the first verse, there's some text in fine print right between the chapter heading and the first verse. It says, to the chief musician, Maskell, for the sons of Korah. Okay, so this psalm was to the chief musician. This was for the song leader. This was something that they all sang together, and it was a special song, Maskell. It was a special day kind of a song. So this was a favorite, you might say. And then it says, for the sons of Korah. As you've read and studied the Bible, you find that Moses, leading the children of Israel out of Exodus, that there was a time there when there was a man named Korah. And he rose up 250 followers against Moses, telling Moses, you aren't the only one that should be leading. We should have a say in this, and you're just one voice. But you see, Moses was reflecting the voice of God. Moses was sending God's directives and God's message, and it was a theocracy back in those days, and God was directing his people through his man Moses. And Moses just simply said, if you're following Korah, then you get over there on that side. If you're following God, as God is leading me, you come over here to my side. And the ground fell open underneath Korah and all those followers, and the ground opened up, and hell received those people alive, and God judged the people of Israel right there for rebelling against Moses. Now, it's interesting that all of Korah's family, all of his sons, were not following and were not judged in that way. We find that the descendants of Korah, that they had a change of heart that day. They realized that God was in charge and they'd better follow him. And even though failure had been in their family, they decided that they were going to set a new course. And that's the second thought here, that they decided they're going to change their course. They're going to get in line with God's authority and they're going to follow God's word. And if you're going to look back in your life and look at failures, maybe perhaps your failures, there's some things that you say, wow, I wish I could go back and undo the past 10 years. I would do it differently. I wish that I could go back and raise my children all over again. I wish by God's grace that I had a chance to just change my life and get saved at a younger age and surrender to the Lord at a younger age. What the last few years of my life since I've served the Lord Jesus Christ have been phenomenal, and shame on me, and I have such failures in my history. If that is echoing in your heart, then remember this, failure is not final. You have to decide to change your course. Jeremiah 26:13 says, therefore, now amend your ways and your doings, and obey the voice of the Lord your God, and the Lord will repent him of the evil that he hath pronounced against you. We are standing before an omnipotent God. We have come to worship the judge of all the earth. And he does control the circumstances in our lives. He is in charge. And so oftentimes we think that as Americans and as Christians and all this kind of thing, that we've got life kind of by the tail. God's blessings are manifold and they're all around us. And we think, boy, this is just great. And we tend to forget God like Israel did, how they forgot God. Folks, we need to change our course. Ezekiel 18, verse 30 says, therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his ways, saith the Lord God. Repent and turn yourselves from all your transgression, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. I'm so thankful for what Brother Squire just said about our country, about our nation. And the answer is not found in the White House or in the Senate House or in the House of Congress. The answer is found in God's people. The answer is found in those carrying the good news of the gospel to folks that are trying their best to make their way through the darkness. So we have preaching services. We have revival meetings. We have Journey Through Christmas. We have Easter sunrise services. We have any possible way, knocking on doors, handing out door hangers, asking people to come to special days, special events, to hear the gospel. Here's what I've found. I have found that many times, if people hear the gospel, many times, they will receive the good news that Jesus loves them. They will accept the fact that they're a sinner, and they will turn to Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Most people just not have not had that wonderful opportunity that you and I enjoy week in and week out. It has been said that Volusia County Baptist Church is one of the greatest secrets in this area. I would believe that. And I'm embarrassed to believe it. I'm embarrassed. What a wonderful thing that failure is not a final thing. We need to change our course. And then as these folks in these descendants of Korah, they changed their class. They changed their cadence. They stepped it up. And if you'll find there in Solomon's day, the sons of Korah were the ones that were the special singers. They were the ones that they were renowned. You know, if you say names like Squire Parsons, and you say names like Greater Vision, and you know, and these, you know, some of you would say, yeah, I know that group and this group and this group, and you know, that they're special singers. The sons of Korah had that kind of a name, not because just they were talented, but because they were committed to Jehovah God. They never forgot what happened. Now, let me remind you of something. You might come from a lineage of wickedness in your family. You might come from a line of parents and grandparents that perhaps did not have the good news of the gospel. And they sought peace and happiness out of a bottle. They sought peace and happiness from the bank. They sought peace and happiness from fame and popularity. And they died unhappy and without fulfillment. You do not have to follow that same lineage. The sons of Korah did not follow the failure of their father or their grandfather. They did not follow that. So failing is not final. Number two, seeking is not shameful. Look at verse number one. As the heart, this is a like a stag, a male deer. It's not kind of Bambi looking deer. Somewhere between the what we would call deer here in America and elk, you know, somewhere in between that in size. As the hart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. You ever sought after the Lord? You ever sought the Lord for his will about a decision? And you wonder why he didn't just give you the answer right away? You wonder why you didn't, in your devotions, you know, have some statement from the Lord, you know, oh, there it is, that's what I'm supposed to do. I mean, you can twist anything, you know, but if you really want to follow the Lord, you would honestly say, you know, I just don't have an answer from God yet. You know, sometimes God does not answer us because he wants and enjoys us spending time with him. And when he does not give us the answer, then we draw up closer to him and we seek after him the way we should be seeking after him every day of our life. But it seems like we only go to him when we're in need for something. Psalm 63 verse 1 says, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. This world is spinning out of control. They think they're under control. They're not. They're only under God's control. But as far as all of this world, they're getting further and further away from God. One day, blessings like Volusia County Baptist Church might be a distant memory, and we might think, oh, it would be so wonderful to meet together in a group like this. Like he said, do you see this in verse number 4? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with a voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. He remembered those days of being in God's house and the orchestra there that played at the temple in the Old Testament, Solomon's temple, and the singers that sang, and the joy and the electricity that they sensed in the presence of God, Shekinah glory of God. And they said, wow, this is real. This is wonderful. Said, I remember those days. Please, seek after God. It's not shameful to seek after the Lord. It is expected for us to seek after God. In our churches, we have something that started about 100 years ago, or maybe a little more. In churches, they never had an altar call. Didn't seem like that this was something that they did. In the late 1800s or so, that started becoming a little bit more popular in some churches. Let me tell you something. There's something about seeking after God. When God deals with our hearts, if we don't act on that, if we don't do something about that right then, and we walk out the doors, we get distracted with our life, get back into our old habits, and we forget what God has dealt with our heart about in his house. Moms, dads, we need to remember the way to the altar. Oh, wait a minute, I didn't think that we have to bring a sacrifice to the altar. Yeah, in the Old Testament, they brought sacrifice to the altar. At least 3 times a year, they traveled and presented their offering unto the Lord. Once a year was the big Passover and all of this. But doesn't Romans chapter 12 talk about present our bodies a living sacrifice? And when God deals with our heart about something, it might be something that we should stop doing. It might be something that we should start doing. It might be that God has moved upon our heart to go pray for someone that needs to be saved and to make it a special thing. Lord, just help Ralph to get saved. No. Intercede on his behalf. Make it something that is real. And he says, go forward. Oh, if I go forward at that church, they're going to think I'm a drunkard. They're going to think I'm a drug addict. They're going to think I need to get saved or something. You know, I've already been saved. They're going to think all kinds of things, Lord. Why don't we just let people think whatever they're going to think?
Amen, brother. Thank
you. I grew up in churches where, as a teenager, as a young person, things, we knew the way to the altar. We found a place here, either sitting down or kneeling down somewhere or whatever. When I'm over here and Pastor Reynolds be preaching, I'd make an altar out of an orchestra seat over here. I'd find a place over there in the corner. And you know, we need to seek after God. Seeking is not shameful. It is expected. Ezra 8:22, the hand of our God is upon all them for good that seek him, but his power and his wrath is against all them that forsake him. Failing is not final. Seeking is not shameful. We seek him in his house. We seek him in his house. Psalm 84, verse 10 says, "For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness." I don't know what your house is like, but no matter how many millions of dollars your house may be like right now, may be worth, it's nothing to compare with his house on high. Nothing to compare. 1 Peter 4:17 says, "For the time has come, the judgment must begin at the house of God." If we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Isn't it a whole lot better to say, just come to the Lord and say, "Lord, I have failed you this week. I did not seek you in your word. I did not pray. I was busy, and that's no excuse. God, change me. I'm going to change myself. I'm going to set some things in place." The psalmist wrote, "Why art thou cast down?" Verse 5, "O my soul, and why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance." You know what he did? He started preaching to himself. When you preach to yourself, you can amen yourself. That's good preaching. Amen. Sometimes we need to tell ourselves the truth. We hear enough lies going on around us. We need to tell ourselves the truth that God is too wise to be mistaken. And God is too good to be unkind. So whatever's going on in our life, whatever is coming in, let's not shake our fist in the face of God. He loves us way too much to be unkind to us. He's too wise to make a mistake and let anything happen to us that he did not see coming. We can find God in his house, and we need to find God in our hearts, in our heart. 1 Chronicles 22, verse 19, "Now set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God." Say, "Lord, I want you to speak to my heart. I want you to take control of my life. Whenever I'm walking, I want to walk with you. Whenever I'm talking, I want to know that you're listening." Failure is not final. Failing is not final. Seeking is not shameful. Look at verse 6 through 11. We'll see the testing is not terrible. Verse 6 says, "Oh my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and the Hermonites from the hill Mizar." For the sake of time, I'm going to have to just rush over that, but some wonderful things there. Mount Hermon and snow-capped. I can't go into that right now. Verse 7, "Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me." The first part of this passage is dealing with drought, thirst. I don't know about you, but when Pastor Tim came around, I didn't know where he was. I heard his voice. I thought, "Pastor Tim, you're up next." And I looked, his chair was empty. I thought, "Oh my gracious, what do? I started to get up, and then I heard him talking, and I didn't see him. And I heard him talking, and he's got something in his mouth, and I looked, oh, okay, Krispy Kreme. And for a moment, I was jealous. Don't you just hate it when a preacher reaches over and picks up a spring water thing and just... You think, boy, that would taste good. The first part of this passage, we're dealing with drought, thirst, seeking after God, like those who are thirsty. And by the way, thirst is a driving force. We must have water. We can go without food, but we've got to have water. The last part of this passage is not dealing with drought. It's dealing with the deep. It's dealing with lots of water. And this happens. You saw some pictures in Sunday school of the Sea of Galilee. And songs have been written about the mighty Jordan and the mighty Jordan roll, you know, and all that kind of thing. Well, it's not so mighty today. It used to be. It used to be. Before it got, you know, all the siphoning off and on different sides and they fight over the water over there. But it used to be at times that there'd be those drop-offs and waterfalls. And then when God would just open up the sky and we would say it's pouring rain. We use that term. It's pouring. That's what he's talking about, the water spouts. is pouring out of the spout from God. Whenever it really gets going, and you see this waterfall over here, this waterfall over here. Have you ever been in the ocean? You used to go out and jump waves. Anybody like jumping waves in the ocean? Oh, I love that. Get out there where the water's about this high on you, where you can stand, and then you see a next wave. You got to always be alert. You got to be watching, because one will sneak up on you. But if you jump at just the right time, and before the wave really breaks over, if you jump the right time, you'll jump and you'll jump about 3 or 4 feet up in the air, in the water, and you'll just ride right over that one. Each wave is going to draw you just a little bit closer to the shore, though, just a little bit closer to that breaking point. And then you see that one big wave coming, and you're trying your best to get out there to it and to get ahead of it, and lo and behold, you don't. And when that happens, like me, you probably remember being turned upside down, round, and all that, not sure, just opening your eyes, trying to look to the light. That's where I'm supposed to swim, you know? You see what he's talking about here, verse 7? Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. You get the impression that he's wondering if he might drown. You ever feel like you just couldn't get your head above water? It's not that things are so dry and thirsty in your sea. It's that the testing, the trials that are going on in your life, it's just overwhelming you. Verse 8, yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. My father taught me to jump waves. That's how I learned to go out and jump waves. And when I was young, when I was little, and I started to go under like that, you know what he would do? He would reach down, he would grab a hold of me and pull me back up on top of the water. The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime and in the night. Guess what? He never closes. 3 o'clock in the morning, he's still there. It used to be a radio broadcast, WCRF in Cleveland, Ohio. Songs in the night, songs in the night. The Lord giveth songs in. Hey, listen. Wonder what it'd be like to hear the Lord sing you to sleep at night. He said, and in the night his song shall be with me. Okay, Lord, I don't know what to do, but I remember this song we sang at church. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his right. And you sing that. And you get done. And you sing it again. And you get done. And you sing it again. If you can't think of another song, you sing it again. Hopefully no one is sleeping next to you. His song shall keep you in the night. Verse 9, I will say unto God, my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? You'll find 6 times in this chapter the psalmist writes the word, why? Has anybody ever asked God, why? Certainly. Why did you let my child die? Why did you let my spouse walk out on me? Why did you allow my teenager to rebel against everything that the love and the guidance that we've tried to give them? Why did you allow this testing, this trial, this problem in my life? Why, God? It's not a sin to ask why. Now, if you ask God in the right way, Lord, why? There's a difference between that and why? Lord, why? I'm still surrendered and submitted. I don't understand. I can't see your hand. I'm trusting you, but I don't understand why. 6 times he said, why? Verse 10, as with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me while they say daily unto me, where is thy God? They're sticking it to me, God. Everything I've said about you, I've testified and I've pointed them to you, Lord, and my trust is in you. Lord, they're saying, they're mocking me. Where is thy God? And so he turns in faith and makes a faith statement in verse 11. He says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God. Straighten up. Sit up straight. Trust in the Lord. That's what he's saying. Saying to himself. By the way, you're your own best preacher. You really are. You know what your needs are better than any pastor. For I shall yet praise him who is the health, H-E-A-L-T-H, not the help, but the health of my countenance, and he is my God. So whatever he does, I'm not going to challenge it. Wherever he sends me, I'm going to go. Whatever he provides for me, I'm going to be thankful for it. Because he's my God. He's not my servant. He's not my waiter. He's not my daddy to provide everything for me. He's my God in whom I'm to serve. Testing is not terrible. I'll give you these and we close. Testing, times of trials are given in line with God's plan. They're given in line with God's plan. God did not make any mistakes. 1 Peter 1:7 says that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. This last thought. Testing and trials are also given in love for my perfection. Given in love for my perfection. God's not finished with me yet. You know, before God uses anyone in some great, wonderful way, we have found examples over and over and over and over in the Word of God, and we can give testimony and illustrations in life over and over and over that before that vessel can be greatly used by God, God breaks that vessel. Now notice something here. He doesn't break it to shatter it. He doesn't break that vessel to where it's unusable. No, he just breaks the vessel so that he can put it back together again. He brings that vessel to the breaking point until something snaps. He knows exactly how far to go. He heals that break. So that vessel knows, no matter whatever happens, that the master can put me back together again. And so that we can depend upon him. A songwriter that probably has had a great influence on Brother Squire Parsons of yesteryear. Her name, Fanny Crosby. Fanny Crosby was a normal baby, a normal toddler, starting classes in schools. As I understand it, she was about 8 years old and she had a malady. She had a problem, and the doctor did not have the insights that physicians have today. And the treatment that they put on her to heal her actually caused her to go completely blind. So she had seen the sunrise, and she had seen the sunsets. She had seen the face of her parents, but never again in her life did she ever see light of day. She was broken. But God put her together in the midst of the waves that were they're running over her. She decided that she was not going to allow that to hinder her worship and her praise of Almighty God. And she one day sat down and started writing her thoughts and her feelings and penning them down, putting music to them, hundreds of songs. Many of the songs that we sing today as well have her name attributed to them. A new walk with God. That can be every day of our life. Those that were singing as sons of Korah, yeah, they had some dismal days that they did not really want to remember. There was some failure in their past. They didn't let that hinder them from having a new walk with God. Just because someone didn't have all the answers in their life, just because they were seeking God and they didn't have everything all mapped out perfectly, that didn't hinder them from taking a new walk with God. And just because someone's going through testings, they said that testing is not terrible. Testing is shaping me to the image of Christ, and that did not hinder them from a new walk with God. I don't know if you're saved or lost. I have no spiritual thermometer to stick in your mouth to tell if you're going to heaven or if you're going to hell. But the Holy Spirit of God will tell you. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, today is the day that Jesus wants to meet you. He came to Calvary. He left heaven to pay your sin debt. Perhaps you're saved. There's been a long time since you've surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, presented your body a living sacrifice. You need a new walk with God. Psalm 42 tells us, hey, be like the hart, H-A-R-T. Be like that big, massive male deer that's looking for some kind of refreshment. You'll find it in Jesus Christ. Every head bowed, please. Every eye closed. With no one looking this morning, let me ask you a question. If you were to die today, if your heart were to stop beating, your lungs would stop filling with air, do you know that heaven would be your home? You might say, well, preacher, I don't know. I don't have that settled. I'm not sure about that. May I invite you to trust Him today? I said, well, how do I do that? If you'll come to this old-fashioned altar, what we refer to is just coming to the Lord. When we stand in just a few moments, we'll take a Bible and show you how you can know that you're going to heaven, how you know that you're saved. We'll pray with you, and you can leave here knowing that Jesus Christ is your Savior. You might be a church member, you might be a visitor here, I don't know. But if the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking to your heart now, saying you need a new walk with me, don't require God to get your attention. He knows how to do that. Why not come to Him voluntarily? Why not say, Lord, I want to serve You. I want to surrender my life to You. Whatever You want me to do, God, I'll do my best to give You my all. You need to remind yourself of that from time to time. Mom, dad, young person, grandparent, you need to remind yourself of that from time to time. Lord, here am I. Send me. A new walk with God. As we stand to our feet, our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. Lord Jesus, I ask You now that You would move upon our hearts in a very particular and pointed way. Lord, may Your people not be embarrassed or ashamed to respond to Your call and Your voice. May they listen for the still small voice. And if You say, I want You to deal with this or that, I want You to surrender this or that, I want You to serve Me in this or this way, Lord, may we say, yes, Lord, here am I. May we be Johnny on the spot, I pray. Lord, move in our hearts. May we surrender to Thee anew and afresh, a new walk, in Jesus' name. While they play this invitation song, if God has dealt with your heart this morning, why don't you come? You don't have to necessarily say a big speech. You just find a place alone with God. Some are coming. There's time for you. O Lamb of God, I come. Others have already been to the altar. Some have gone back. Do business with God.
Just as I am without one plea.
Sing it.
But that Thy blood was shed for me, and that Thou bidst me come to Thee, O Lamb.
next verse, would you? Just and waiting not. Folks are surrendering to the Lord. They're obeying Christ. Don't be left out.
Dark spot to thee, whose blood can cleanse. Of God I come, I come.
God bless you. You may be seated. Thank you so very much. Well, I rejoice with what God's doing in our midst. I'd like to introduce some folks to you, some folks being dealt with. And I'll start with this young man over here.
David.
Yes, yes. Davis, nice to meet you. I mean, not meet you. Nice to have you here. Would you stand up with me? And Mom and Dad, you'll stand up here with him. Davis, how old are you?
Seven.
7 years old. Davis, let me ask you something. Did you ask Jesus to be your Savior? Ask Him to forgive you of your sins? Amen. Now, that was some time ago, wasn't it? Was that about a year ago? Or Vacation Bible School. Amen. Well, I've talked with Davis. I've talked with Mom and Dad. And they feel that he's at a point that he understands and is ready. And Davis came to them and said, I want to get baptized. And do you want to be baptized like Jesus was? Amen. That's great. I'm proud of you, Davis. That's wonderful. I didn't get baptized until I was about 10 years old. So you're ahead of me, and I'm thankful for that. Yes, 7 years old. It's not too young, not too early to obey the Lord. And so we rejoice with you. Mom, Dad, we're so thankful for you and your family, raising up your children in nurture and admonition of the Lord. And never be sorry that you obeyed Christ. Davis, God bless you, buddy. And you're going to go with Dad and get ready back there. So we're going to let you slip on back there and take him on back, Travis, if you would. Okay, and we'll go ahead and deal with these folks. And well, this is Bill Hooper. Bill, would you stand, please, sir? Amen. God bless you. Bill, you've trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior for quite some time now,
yes.
Right? Amen. And I understand that, Sheila, would you stand up here? This is a brand new married couple, newlyweds. Newlyweds. 1 week old, a week and a day, 1 week old. And both their spouses are in heaven, and God has granted them the great joy of sharing their love one with another. And they want to join the church together as a family. And Bill had not been baptized by immersion after he got saved. And so he's coming today to surrender himself to God's command. So Bill, we rejoice with you, and we're gonna sing to both of you all up there in the baptistry. Okay, we'll sing to both of you all up there in the baptistry. Well, no, you're joining, so we got to sing to you too. Amen. Here we go.
Welcome to the family, my friend. Welcome to this family of God. We're your brothers, we're your sisters. Come on in. Welcome to the family of God.
Amen. God bless you, Brother Bill. Brother Jim, would you help him slip up there to the baptistry, please?
He wants to go up with him and be up there.
Oh, good. Okay, that's fine. Good, good, good. Amen. Hi there. Amen. Amen. This is Shanice. Let me, if you will, this is Shanice Burrs. And Shanice has trusted Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior, and she wants to follow the Lord in believer's baptism. Now, and she's doing a good thing. She wants to make sure and talk with her parents and make sure that it's okay with them. And here's what I want you to pray, Shanice, as you talk with them and as you talk with your friends, and if you get baptized, let's say next Sunday, perhaps, invite them to come and see you to get baptized. There could be some family members that maybe aren't saved. And I've seen family and friends get saved who came to see someone get baptized. So we rejoice with you, Shanice. That is wonderful. How old are you?
14.
14, almost 15. Amen. Well, we rejoice with you. That's a marvelous thing. And Miss Jenny has dealt with her, and we're so proud of you. Thank you so much. God bless you, and we'll look forward to seeing you hopefully next Sunday or very soon and to do that. Okay. Marvelous. Hi there. Okay.
Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Crystal. Nice to meet you, Crystal. Amen. Crystal, let me ask you something. Have you received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior?
Yes.
That's wonderful. When did you do that?
I've been since I was small.
Since you were a little girl?
She said 12.
Okay, 12. Okay. But since you got saved, you never had followed the Lord in believer's baptism yet. Is that right?
I have been baptized when I was small.
Okay. But the Lord's dealing with your heart about following in believer's baptism. We rejoice with you. That's great. Well, and are you wanting to do this today, or you want to follow the Lord in baptism today?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Amen. Well, we'll sing to you next week or whenever, and we'll sing to her right now.
Welcome to the family, my friend. Welcome to this family of God. We're your brothers, we're your sisters. Come on in. Welcome to the family of God.
Miss Jenny, would you take her on up, please, if you wouldn't mind? That'd be great. Make ready. And marvelous. I rejoice about people surrendering to God's call. Ushers are coming on down, and we're going to go ahead and have this offering for Brother Parsons. And I want you to be generous, please. Be generous. And he's a man of God that God has used. He has stayed true to the Lord in a very slippery industry. Hard to keep your footing. It's hard to keep your footing. And he ministers in churches all across America and around the world. And again, he did not say you have to have this much, but he has a family. He has the grandson that travels and handles everything for him, all that kind of thing. And it took great sacrifice. Most Christian singers would have said today, and I say this because I know some inside track on some things that happened today, and most of them would say, I'm sorry, I just can't do it today. He never said that. He just pushed on through and to lift up Jesus Christ, not for the engagement, but for the glory of God. So I do believe God will be honored and glorified. So if you would, be generous. They're going to play in just a moment. Lord, bless this offering, the gift and the givers, and these to be baptized. In Jesus' name, amen. Step on up here, Dad. Davis, the water is nice and warm. Come on in. You don't have to worry. You don't have to worry. God bless you. 7 years old. Trusted Christ as a Savior. Now following the Lord in believer's baptism. We rejoice with you. Just come right on over here and just have a seat right there on that block. Right on around. There you go. Wonderful. When Jesus got baptized, it was not crystal clear water like this is. And it was not warm water like this is. It was the chilly Jordan. But Davis, I'm so thankful for your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And upon that faith, I now baptize thee, my brother, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Davis, hold your nose, both hands. Both hands. Hold. Bear with him in baptism. Raised to walk in newness of life in Christ Jesus. Amen. God bless you, buddy. Amen. Wonderful. All right, good. Well, we have one that is kind of on the cusp of life, and then we have one that's fully mature. Brother Bill, we're so thankful for you. Come on in. God bless your heart. This is just a whole set of new beginnings. Right on over here and have a seat. Amen. Bless your heart. Brother Bill, upon your profession of faith in Christ Jesus, I now baptize thee, my brother, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Go and hold your nose. Bear with him in baptism. Raised to walk in newness of life in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. Wonderful. Amen. Come on, Crystal. God bless you. Right on down here. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Bless your heart. Crystal, how old are you?
26.
26. Amen. Just have a seat right here. Crystal, we rejoice with you and we thank God for what he's done in your heart and your life. And this is a first step after being saved and a new step of obedience. It doesn't wash your sins away. It's because you are saved. We rejoice with you. Crystal, upon your profession of faith in Christ Jesus, I now baptize thee, my sister, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Go ahead and hold your nose, both hands. Buried with him in baptism, raised to walk in newness of life in Christ Jesus. Amen. Bless your heart. It has been done as the Lord commanded, and let's stand together, please. Thank you so much for your patience. A little more blessings than we expected, and we praise God for them today. I encourage you to be back in your place tonight. And Brother Parsons is, as you can probably imagine, as you see his countenance, his face, and all that kind of thing, he's going through chemo treatments, and he has leukemia. And he's not able to fellowship. He's not able to. He's wearing a brace and all this kind of thing. So he's really paying the price to be here with us. So he had to retire back, and so he expressed his apologies, and he won't be at the table. But take Squire Parsons' music home with you, and stop by there and see his grandson. God bless you. Have a wonderful afternoon. Hope to see you back tonight, 6 o'clock. Amen.